Travis, can you just talk about 1-5-0 and meeting this first challenge, season-ending stretch?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great accomplishment. Really great for this program. Couldn't be happier for this team. And but we know on offense we got to play better. So and we'll do that next game.
Travis, you had 24 points at halftime. What was the difference in the second half?
I mean, we knew we had the lead, but we knew we had to keep on going. I mean, Cal's a great, they have a great offense, and they have capabilities of putting up points. So we had to just make sure we're just keep on getting more points on the board, and just making sure we kept keeping the defense off the field.
Yeah, it seemed like there were some downs where you had some time and you had a pocket,
I mean, they definitely did a good job, but I mean, it's on me. I should have made some better throws and should have made some more accurate passes. So that's something I got to correct and get better.
Was there anything that particularly happened on either of those interceptions that caused a turnover?
No, I mean, it was just it was a bad throw. On the first one, definitely, it was a bad throw, so I just need to be more accurate with the football, and on the second one, I just got to make a smarter decision about that one. So.
Got Marcus Williams and Booby Hobbs just came in as well. Anything else for Travis?
Travis, did you expect this to be a slugfest like this and come down literally to the end?
Yeah, I mean, we pictured it to be a battle, and Cal did a great job of that, but I mean... all credit goes to our defense because our defense played lights out and helped get turnovers for us and helped get us in a good field position.
We feed off y'all, Travis.
Marcus, same thing. Did you expect us to come down to the last play, literally, and be a slugfest like it was?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're a great team. They're 5-0, so you already know that it's going to be a slugfest from the beginning. So, I mean, you just prepare as much as you can prepare and then come out and execute as well as you can.
Talk about the takeaways tonight. There's a lot of them.
That's an impact.
We just do it in practice. We do it in the game.
Yeah, we got them, like, we prepare.
Ruby, can you talk about that last play, fourth down? You know you had to make a play. What's
going on? Well, what's it called? You know, prior to the play, I just was on the sideline trying to get my team riled up. And I told them, you know, no matter what, you know, we're a team. You know, there's no individuals on this team. No matter how many guys catch such and such picks, we're a team. And I told everybody, I said, the last play is going to come down to me. I'm going to get a pick six. But, you know, I played it safe and batted it down. But, you know, it was a great overall team win.
You kind of get tired all week of hearing how this guy's supposed to be the number one quarterback in the nation. And as a secondary, did you take that as an extra challenge?
I mean, because he's a great quarterback. You know, all props given. But we are better secondary. You know, I had no doubt going into that game. I'm sitting here with the best safety, the best back, and the best all-around athlete. You know, we got guys. We got 10. No, we was not worried, not one bit.
Marcus, what do you think you're doing this year that's making you so successful? I believe you're either tied or leading the Pac-12 in interceptions.
Practice makes. I mean, you practice is how you play. I practice like this every week. I mean, I go get the ball, just practice, shoot. All I can say is practice, 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 practice.
It's true.
All we do in the practice is go get the ball drills, all the things that you're supposed to do in practice to make you prepare for the game, and that's what I do. And I mean, all credit to my coaches and everybody around me helping me out. That's pretty much it.
Anything else for Boogie?
Start with
practice.
Corey, but for all the secondary guys, it seemed like guys did a good job of defending deep, defending the long passes. Exception at first TD. What was sort of the emphasis during the week? Was that sort of what you guys wanted to do?
Well, yeah, you know, we know that, you know, we're a great man team. No matter who lined up, I don't care if it's Calvin Johnson, Megatron. We manned up, you know, and my teammate, he got a ball caught on him, but I told him, it ain't over. Because you're going to, big time players make big time plays in big time games.
All during the week, our coaches, they pretty much taught us how to defend, the type of routes that they were running. So we just applied that to the game. We had to adjust a little bit because they kind of ran their routes a little bit different than what we've seen on film. But after we adjusted, you know, we started to make plays.
Corey, what was it like to see you on the offense catching your first
I've been doing this my whole life, really, going both ways. So once coach called my name, I'll just be ready. All we got to do is execute. So I'm going to get open any way that I can. As long as we execute on offense, we're going to continue to score.
Ain't nobody wrong with Corey Butler.
But me, I can.
But I don't want to leave.
You're welcome to stay.
You said what?
Room for Gianna.
You can run with a lot of people tonight, brother. 222 big yards, big average per game. What do you talk about your big night?
Really, first of all, I credit it all to my offensive line. They blocked their butt off tonight and opened some big holes for me. And, you know, I just made plays in the second level and did what I had to do out there tonight and, you know, get us this team victory.
What did you do in the red zone that you had to kick so many field goals?
We just didn't complete, you know, we just didn't execute down there real well tonight. You know, even though we got 3 points out of it, but we want to get 7 every drive, and that starts with, you know, all of us on offense and, you know, doing what we got to do out there on the field.
Is it kind of frustrating to have that kind of performance when you're just coming off the game against Oregon where you guys basically did everything you wanted?
Not at all. I didn't think it was frustrating at all. We had a great week of practice, went out there, did what we had to do, and like I said, we got a great team win tonight.
Johnny, talk about the interception, kind of what you saw, what happened on the play.
Oh, man. Well, my plan was blitzed, but I saw the screen, and then I saw Hunter Dimmitt tip the ball, and I just said the ball had to be mine, so I just tried to stretch out.
How do you feel like your team helped you to accomplish what you did tonight?
Really, they helped us out a lot. You know, they help us out every week. Really, we just go out there and play as a team, do what we need to do out there that we didn't practice on through the week. And like you say, practice perfect, you play perfect. But we didn't, I mean, you know, we got a great team win tonight, but, you know, it's still some stuff we need to fix, you know, going into next week. But like I said, just got to take it one game at a time in order for us to, you know, keep moving up the ladder.
Ruby, with all the attention on the defense this entire week, focus of the college football. What kind of statement do you think this program made tonight?
I think we made a good statement. You know, my team, we don't feel pressure, you know, because we know what type of team we is. You know, we feel like we're the number one team. You know, we just want to show the world that, you know, we can play with the Alabamas, the LSUs, you know, because we got the guys and we got great talent. And we put in a lot of work.
Yeah, we're warriors.
We gotta tackle Devontae Booker. We know we put in a lot of
work. Booker, how are you feeling after 34 carries? Cal looked like they were doing some hitting out there.
Them were soft hits. I get harder hits from my teammates every for fall camp and everything else when I got here. So, you know, it really going against my defense every day make me better for the game.
Thank you guys on the end. Coach said you were going into a cave, 8 weeks of Pac-12 play, and you're going to see how you emerge. Pretty good start to that entrance into the cave.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like I said, we just got to go out there and take it one game at a time each week. Have great preparation every week for practice and just go out there and play do us. We go out there and have fun and play hard. And if something happens, we're going to always face adversity. And, you know, for us to just go out there and overcome that adversity, it just says a lot about this team.
Devontae, just sort of the build-up to this game, game day, all the attention, kind of motivate you or put you in any kind of special zone?
Not really. It kind of I got tired of it, really. It seemed like we were playing Michigan again with all the build-up around this game. I really don't like to, you know, talk about how big a game is and everything. I just go out there and play.
Anything else for the players? Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.